So I see someone else has been captured as well.
Shh, quiet.
You don't want whatever made these webs to hear you, do you? There, much better. We need our wits about us if we're going to escape. Where am I? I'm just above your head in the web. I can barely see the top of your head. But you're struggling. Let me know you are here. Oh, how long have I been caught here? I think it's been a few days. Hard to tell with how close these trees are. Not much sun gets through. Well, no, I haven't personally seen what made these webs, but enough about that. What got you stuck in this mess anyways? You were coming at the request of the village down the mountain, huh? Didn't they tell you nobody has returned from this quest? It's been posted for months.
Quiet! Please, quiet.
If you struggle like that, she will come back. Oh, did I say she? I must be a little delirious from being up here so long. Damn, well, I guess it can't be helped. I wanted to talk to you a little longer before I showed myself, but since you're so insistent... Surprised, are you? Yes, this is my web you've done so well to tangle yourself in. And what a catch you are. So helpless in my web. Like a little bird. Oh, no, no, little bird, don't struggle. I'm not gonna hurt you. Yet. Shh, shh, stop your chirping, little bird. I'm not going to eat you as long as you behave. Good. The last adventurer that came here looking for me was such a loud one, struggling and screaming once he saw me. But you seem different, curious even. Could it be you've never seen a creature like myself? From the looks of you, I'd say you're rather young, too. And quite attractive, might I add. So what would make a cute little bird like you come to such a dangerous place? To catch the fancy of someone in your village? My, my. You won't have to be worrying about that any longer, little bird. Oh, why is that? Because you're going to stay here now. You won't be going back to the village again. Now, now. I've already told you I'm not going to eat you, little bird. What am I going to do with you? Oh, sweetie. I'm going to keep you here with me. And for what? To be my plaything, of course, little bird. But if you prefer I eat you... Oh my, you really don't like when I say that, do you? There, all better. I didn't expect such a cute little bird to struggle so hard. Most cannot break these threads when I've secured them so tightly. I'll just fix those now. Wouldn't want you flying away now, would we? You look so cute all tied up like that. But it would be much easier to move you to your new home if you'd cooperate, untied too. Little bird, I've already told you. You'll be staying with me now. And your new home, our home, is deeper in the woods where I can keep you safe and away from prying eyes. Wouldn't you like that, little bird? A nice, safe home with me? I may be a monster. But you do have to admit, at least this part of me is quite beautiful. I've caught you staring at my more human-like features several times now. So cute when you blush like that. But my human features aren't all you've been staring at, are they? You know, if you come willingly, you can look as close as you'd like, for as long as you'd like. Was that a nod? You're really agreeing to come with me? Oh, I see. On those terms, you agree, wouldn't you? Such a little lecher I've caught in my web. Oh, I'm just teasing you, little bird. But if that was all it took to entice you into coming with me, I must get you home quickly. Wouldn't want someone else coming in and tempting you, would I? But before I can do that... Shh. It's okay. This is just to keep you from flying away when I untie you, little bird. I promise I'm not going to eat you. Just a little more and... There we go. Hello, little bird. You're even cuter being held in my arms like this. Ah, and there we are, little bird. Welcome to your new home. Our home. How do you like it? Yes, I suppose it is a bit cramped with the two of us, but I prefer a more intimate space, don't you? Oh, so sweet, blushing like that again. If I didn't know any better, I'd say you like being this close, don't you, little bird? Feeling my body against yours. What was that, little bird? I couldn't understand you with all the stammering. Oh, I see. You want to take me up on the proposal that led you here? I suppose I did say you could get a better look at me. But remember, everything has its price, little bird. Why are you squirming so much, little bird? Oh, am I too close, huh? Well, I think I could be much closer. So soft. So sweet. And you're all mine now, little bird. I suppose I can let you go long enough to get a look at me. Just know you'll be back in my arms as soon as we're done. Let me just do a little spin around you. Show you all of me. I didn't think those eyes of yours could get much wider, little bird. Do you like what you see? Well, thank you. I don't get many compliments from humans, mostly screaming and running. You're a curious creature, little bird. You show much fear, but something else, something I can't quite place. Love? Little bird, you cannot be serious. Love for a creature like me? One whom you believed was taking you to eat you only a few hours ago? Ugh, I may be lonely, my pet, but I will not believe such sweet words so easily. Prove it to me. Yeah, you heard me correctly. Prove it to me. Oh, little bird, you know there are many ways to show love, don't you? Just do whatever comes to your mind first, and maybe I'll... I am... Little bird, you can't just... Hold on, I'm trying to... Well, I didn't expect that. It seems my little bird might have some talons. Yes, I did need to tie you again. I fear you wouldn't have let me get a word in if I hadn't. Well, yes, I did like it, but that's not the point. I suppose we could say you have proven somewhat that your words were not all lies. But maybe that truth does deserve a reward in its own way.